President Bush travels to Los Angeles today. He plans to visit the site where riots began 10 years ago after four white police officers were acquitted in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. More than 50 people died and $1 billion worth of property was looted or burned. The riots focused attention on long-neglected issues affecting the city's blacks, jobs and police reform among them. As part of a series on how Los Angeles has changed in the 10 years since the riots, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that black residents of Los Angeles have lost some of their political influence.
The night Los Angeles began to burn, Mayor Tom Bradley addressed an overflow crowd at the First AME Church. The city's first black mayor, then in his fifth term, was a symbol of African-American acceptance, power, and respect. Yet on this night, all he could do was share his indignation at the police officers' acquittals and beg for reason.
We don't want you to resort to violence that would only destroy every positive thing that we have been doing. But say you're angry, yes. Say you're tired of it and you won't take any more, yes.
Tom Bradley didn't become mayor with just the black vote. African Americans have never made up more than 17% of the city's population. He became mayor and stayed mayor for 20 years on the strength of a coalition of African Americans and white progressives, especially Jews.
And these two groups together formed probably the tightest interracial coalition any American city has ever had.
Political scientist Raphael Sonnenschein is the author of Politics in Black and White. He says the Bradley coalition was fracturing even before the Rodney King beating.
There were problems over Louis Farrakhan, for example, which in the mid-1980s divided Jews and African Americans in Los Angeles. And there were arguments over growth. The Jewish community very concerned about growth and traffic, and the African American community, at that time at least, interested in greater growth and development to provide jobs. There was something of an economic conflict.
A little more than a year after the riots, Tom Bradley retired, and a white Republican, Richard Reardon, became mayor of L.A. The African American community was now out in the cold, says political consultant Kerman Maddox.
Reardon ran in 1993 with the campaign Tough Enough to Turn L.A. Around, which was code for I'm going to be tough on those people in South L.A., and he won going away. So I think the rebellion, unrest, riot sent a message to white voters and others that we need somebody to pull this city together. And of course, the first thing Reardon did when he became mayor is he built up the police force. The whole focus was not on providing affordable housing or economic development. It was all about law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement.
Not only did black political clout decline during the 90s, so did the African American percentage of the city's population. It's now down to around 10%. But last year, African Americans thought they had finally found their way back to power in City Hall with the election of L.A.'s new mayor, James Hahn.
Go, Jim, go! Go, Jim, go!
Though Hahn is white, he grew up in South Central L.A. At a campaign rally outside the Paradise Baptist Church, Elena Nevels and Karen Richmond talked about Hahn as if he were one of them.
He knows the area. He was born and raised out here, so he knows the area pretty good. That's why he's the man.
He's the best because he's going to do a lot of things for the community, for our children in school, and we need that type of man in our life. We love you, Hahn.
Hahn got 80% of the black vote, but the election afterglow was short-lived. In February, Hahn announced he opposed the reappointment of the city's African-American chief of police, Bernard Parks. Most of the city didn't seem to care one way or the other, but many African-Americans felt betrayed. There were numerous demonstrations. Virtually all the faces in the crowds were black. A couple of weeks ago, a handful of community leaders turned up at police headquarters demanding that the chief's reappointment interview be held in public. When the commission said no, the Reverend Frederick Murph warned there could be hell to pay.
The reason we want an open process is because there is an element in this city that none of us controls, and we are concerned about unrest in the city of Los Angeles.
Parks was not reappointed, and all has remained calm. But the episode highlighted the extent to which the black community has found itself politically isolated in the past 10 years. Blacks have also been overshadowed, says political scientist Raphael Sonnenschein, by a growing Latino population.
And not just population, but from 1994 on, Latinos became a larger and larger share of the voting population. Went from around 10% in 1993 to 22% of the votes cast in the recent election in 2001.
African Americans have lost seats in the state legislature, and there have been widespread predictions that remaining black districts will inevitably become Latino. One LA institution that could bridge the ethnic divide is organized labor, which has had a lot of success at the ballot box in recent years. A few weeks ago, the County Federation of Labor held a big bash at a downtown hotel to celebrate its candidates' victories in the March primary. Federation President Miguel Contreras led the cheers.
We swept it all, brothers and sisters. We swept it all to show Los Angeles. To show Los Angeles what the labor movement can do when we're on the same page working together to ensure that we get our fair shake.
Most of the candidates who paraded across the stage were Latino, but whites and African Americans were also represented. One of the latter was State Assembly candidate Mark Ridley Thomas, currently an L.A. City Council member. Though he received union support, he doesn't necessarily view organized labor as the new political home of African Americans, though he says the potential is there.
But that's only if, in fact, labor is seen as not embracing exclusively a Latino agenda owing to its current leadership. And if they can be smart enough to balance their politics ethnically, then there will be a broad-based coalition in this region.
But the kind of long-term coalitions that brought Tom Bradley to power may never come again for African Americans, says consultant Kerman Maddox.
Back then, people had a vision and a cause, and it seemed like people got involved in public service for a greater good. As I observe elections nowadays, and again, I work on a lot of campaigns, people try and put the numbers together and figure out, how do I win? What are the issues that help me get there? So the whole context of electoral politics has changed a lot, which I think changes the way coalitions come together.
Meaning African Americans in Los Angeles will have to find their political partners where they can, issue by issue and neighborhood by neighborhood, in this city of shifting ground and constant change. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.